Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to first start off by saying I hope you guys had a great Christmas, a great holiday beginning of the season, and now it's in the home stretch, just a few more days until 2018. So if today is your first sober day, guess what? You can say, yeah, I got sober in 2017. Even if it's like the day after and it's the first day of 2018, you could still say that. And that's kind of, I don't know about you, but for me, just being able to say something like that kind of feels really good because it kind of gives you that edge and it makes you work a little bit harder so that you can keep that same year date. And sometimes it's just those smallest little nuggets that can help keep us going for the day and for the next day until we add up for more days. So Christmas is one of those holidays that you love it and you hate it and you want to pull out your hair and then it's over with and you're like, I can't wait till Christmas. But then you're also like, oh my God, thank God that shit is over and I don't have to think about it for another 365 freaking days because it's exhausting. And you have to, at least I always try to be so perfect. I try to make sure everybody's happy and then I'm sitting there exhausted because I'm up till 1 a.m. pretending to be Santa and just trying to make everything big and exciting. But then I kind of forget to take care of myself or it's just like, so much. I become overwhelmed. And that's okay because I don't do it very often and it's only once a year. But on the other hand, it can be so exhausting. And then if you're going to do parties or have family, then you have to kind of stay on and you have to always remember that we're in recovery and our recovery does not take a vacation. We can't put our recovery on pause so that we could do everything for everybody else because then it's going to come back and it's going to bite us in the ass. And unless we're taking steps to make sure we're staying in recovery, it can really eat away at our self-will, self-control, our initiative and determination. So how have I stayed sober this week, even though I didn't go to my 12-step meeting, is I have still been talking to my friends in recovery. I've been posting in my recovery groups. Yesterday, I actually drove my kids up to San Francisco area from Southern California, which is like a 6.5-hour drive. Only it didn't take that long because I left super early. And then I drove back home. But before I drove back home, I took a break and I didn't go visit old friends or old people that I hung out with. Not that I hung out with very many people because I was an isolated drinker for majority of my drinking days up there. But there was a few people that I could have seen. But I didn't. And it's not because I'm a bitch or because I don't like them. It's more that what's more important to me, my recovery and my ability to drive home and be okay driving home or going and rekindling friendships that haven't exactly been blossomed or blossoming this whole time that I've been living in Southern California this past year. So I went and I did an old meeting that I used to attend to and it's the meeting that I got sober in. And this podcast is not about 12-step recovery or anything like that, but this meeting plays a huge part in my recovery because that's where I got sober. And in this meeting, this person, a man, he always like plays out in my head because in my head, he's like this angel. And it's kind of like weird, but this man, my first day that I went into there, and he reminded me of my dad. And my dad died in 2012, and he kind of has like the same style haircut, the same like goofy attitude. He says the F word. He drives a Corvette. He's really hip old grandpa dude. And he is a grandpa. And I don't know, something about him always reminds me of my dad. And so that man, like something about him drew me to go back into that meeting, even though I had relapsed. And he kept drawing me in. And he didn't do anything. He didn't have like this miraculous story. It was just his kindness, his willingness to like welcome me in and his resemblance to my dad that like kept me going back. And sometimes it's those small things, those small clues that we look for. And that's the miracle. So yeah, I did that yesterday and now today I'm just relaxing because we have to take care of ourselves. We can't keep pushing ourselves until we just run out of energy because if that happens, that's when our disease swoops in and like starts talking to you and telling you, maybe that drink will be okay. And it won't. Nothing has changed since the last time you picked up. Nothing. absolutely nothing. So let's talk about the gifts of sobriety. So I mentioned how I drove to and from San Francisco yesterday. The day before that, because I'm sober, I took my kids snowboarding, and my husband had got them a gift of doing lessons, and I was able to go and watch them snowboard. And watching a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old learn how to snowboard is like the greatest gift. Their lack of fear, their desire to just learn and have fun and just be kids, it's amazing. But while I was there, I noticed this interesting thing. I arrived at 8 a.m. in the morning, and all I saw is a bunch of people drinking. And it's like, in my head, I'm like, why are they drinking? It's only 8 a.m. But in reality, I used to always drink before 8 a.m. because, you know, I was an alcoholic in active addiction. But these people were probably normies. And yet, when they go to go snowboarding or skiing, they have this idea that I'm on vacation and it's okay to drink in the morning. And maybe it is for them. It's not my business, but it's like the whole concept. Why are you going to go to this beautiful place and snow and go snowboarding and have this adrenaline rush and just beautiful experience and then go and dampen it with alcohol so that you're not actually enjoying it? You're just kind of separated from the whole experience. And so that just reminded me, like, if you're listening to this podcast and it doesn't matter if you're necessarily sober today, but you have the desire, you want to stop drinking, that means that you're not that person that's out there chugging beers to go on a ski lift to go down the hill. You're the person that is fighting for your life and fighting to be in recovery. And that leads me to the subject of this entire podcast today. What can you do to get sober or stay sober? Those first 30 days are the hardest days, but it does get easier. And I heard something yesterday that kind of stuck with me. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody can guarantee that your sobriety will make your life 10 times better. Like, it's a misconception. Just because you're sober doesn't mean your life's going to be awesome. It's not going to be all gravy, parade, parties, and exciting things. It's not going to be easy, even. There's no guarantees in life. Like, even if you keep drinking, there's no guarantee your life will be awesome either. There's nothing guaranteeing happiness. But sobriety means that you are given the tools to fight for what you want. You're given the tools to navigate your life and be able to make it better than it was yesterday. So what are some of the things that you can do to stay sober, to get sober, to fight for those first 30 days and then move on, to build that foundation so that you can have day 31, 32, 700, whatever. Well, you can have that experience of enjoying life. You can find things to be happy with. When I do things now and I'm sober, that means I'm actually in the moment and I'm able to experience it 100%. I have people that are in recovery with me. I'm not all alone. It's not just Brandy by herself. It's I have friends, I have acquaintances, I have people I can talk to. I have drinks that are so much fun to drink that don't have like alcohol in them. I can check in with friends, with people. I'm part of groups. I have a routine where I wake up every day and I post and I connect with friends. I've been in interviews, I've given interviews, and I'm shredding the shame, for a lack of a better word. I'm helping bridge the gap of people understanding that it's okay to be in recovery. Meetings, I get to go and talk to people and listen to people, hear messages every single day if I want to, from people in various lengths of sobriety. I have a sober buddy system. I have friends that check on me and I check on them. We bitch about things to each other and we have that connection. You can exercise, you can do YouTube meetings, you can do online meetings, listening to podcasts, staying at home, group therapy, therapists, just in general. Like, have you ever went to a therapist and they're like, maybe you shouldn't talk to me today because you're kind of drunk? Might be a hint that you might need help. Rehab. If you do choose to do rehab, that can be one of the best spaces for getting sober because they teach you so many coping skills that it's really hard to learn. Like, when I got sober, nobody told me that I had to be able to take care of myself. I had to be able to tell the truth. I have to be able to put my feet in front of the other and keep doing the right thing, even though it's hard and sometimes I fail miserably. You can do hiking, you can read, you can do so many activities. My first 30 days, the most important thing was for me to do meetings, to talk to people, to pick up the phone and call people because I never wanted to do that. And I still struggle with that every single day. But once I got into the habit of calling people, I can honestly say that I do talk to my sponsor on the telephone. And if you would have asked me that a year ago, I would have been like, even though I'm a year sober, that shit is really hard. But now it's not. I can call her willingly and happily. It's just about changing stuff. If there's one thing you could do today that you didn't do yesterday, get out of your comfort zone. If we get uncomfortable, that's where we make the changes. And when it starts getting comfortable, maybe change something up so you add something new to your life. Life is not meant to be boring or stagnant. It's about having fun, putting yourself out there and enjoying life. Sometimes it's hard and painful, but once you have that foundation and you have those friendships and connections, life gets easier. And maybe not easier, but easier to navigate. Hope you guys have a fantastic new year, and I will catch you in 2018. Bye.